I'd mentioned that I really enjoyed working quite quickly and iteratively to jump right into the production process rather than spending a lot of time designing or speccing out at the beginning. And it turned out that Special Moves had an interest to do a similar kind of thing, like a sort of short-term project to experiment with a new way of working or a new line of thinking. So it actually came at a really nice time.
And then I suppose from a Special Moves perspective, because we obviously predominantly work on client projects, but proactively invest about 15% of our funds into R&D. So we were looking for a new kind of opportunity to collaborate with someone outside of the brand space, and we'd been keeping an eye on Usman's work, and we were really interested about the kind of real world digital interactivity. So I approached Usman and said, right, we've got 2 weeks, we've got some fantastic developers, why don't we do something? So then really Usman led the concept side of things and sort of drove the idea.
Because my background's in doing stuff in the city, I'm actually trained as an architect, and so I'm really interested in the way that citizens operate within the kind of urban fabric. So there'd been just sort of these sort of inklings of ideas floating around for a while, and I guess we came and talked with Pascal and then you guys, and essentially I suppose I was acting as a kind of creative director.
So has it been Special Moves as an agency that have worked on the project?
Just two of us.
Just two of us, really. We brought some other people in when we needed a hand, but yeah, just been the two of us, really.
So Special Moves has kind of driven the software build, if you like, of it, but obviously in collaboration with Usman, and it's Dot from your side.
Yes.
So it's been quite a small team, actually.
But it's great, because you guys, actually, I think it was within 24 hours.
We had something going, and that's really rare for us to, we never really dive in. The first thing we do is start planning and estimating and, you know, constructing sprints.
There's a lot of project management that goes on, so it was really nice to not just have that and just be allowed free rein to just start making stuff.
So all that work that's done on behalf of the client to make it look like you're doing work, do you see the purpose of doing all that stuff with a client?
I do to a certain extent, but like I think in some cases it can kind of constrain creativity.
Yeah.
In terms of a real world project, there's no way we'd have been able to get anything near like what we've got done in two weeks.
Yeah. Actually, I think it's not only that, but also because of having something out there in the real world to see all together very quickly, it meant that, like, for example, you know, a few nights ago, we'd actually implement the thing, project it, and we could actually have these design conversations with something real that was based on an iteration of the actual experience of it, as opposed to trying to do lots of sort of design mock-ups beforehand and then sort of getting sign-off on that and sign-off on this. And
Then you could spend a month building something that in the end the client looks at it and goes, actually, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of, I've seen a lot in conferences as well, like people that do amazing data visualization stuff, and they always say, oh no, no process really, just get the data in and try and make it look beautiful and just carry on iterating. I never really kind of believed it until this project, when actually seeing it in action and how quickly we've done it. I mean, we planned the entire architecture in the kind of half a day, and then the next day we started building it, and it was working the day after that, and then from then on we've just been iterating and improving, adding, removing.
Have you had any experiences of commercial partners where you've been able to follow this kind of process?
I think there's a real opportunity to find the right client who would be able to work in that way. And I personally think that a lot of marketing directors would be well advised to invest smaller pots of money in initiating small scale experiments and then investing more funds in things that have worked well, that are exciting, that appeal to people. We probably haven't had the opportunity to really properly test that, but that is something that we've thought about before in the past, and like the whole concept of, you know, inviting, I suppose, challenger brands or really digitally savvy brands to challenge labs or to challenge us or to just like throw down the gauntlet and say we need to kind of brief agencies different, we need to work with our partners differently, and we're up for investigating how this could work.
I've actually almost entirely thrown out the kind of pitch process, at least, you know, in my own design office, because on the one hand, I think almost every project that I ever got through a pitch, in the end, none of us was happy with the final thing, because somehow the pitch was this 24-hour cram, or, you know, a one-week cram of an idea, which then we had to kind of stick to. On the other hand, the projects that were most successful for me, as well as I think for my my sort of clients, were ones where there was already an agreement, we're going to work together, and maybe some kind of general agreement of theme or location or something, but a sort of necessary you know, sort of open-endedness of the conversation, where we say, okay, we're definitely going to work together, but it might take us 3 months to figure out exactly what it is going to be.
I think it's really refreshing to be able to, you know, work with hack design and research, and, you know, just be really excited and, like, use both skills to, you know, work from our from our strengths. And then we've also been supported by 1.0, who are really excited, and they've been pulling in some of their partners, and they've linked us to contact of theirs they work with on Decode to help with the projections. So it's been, I think it's been nice from, like, a mini community point of view, and I think that that's really valuable as well. And again, going back to, you know, how brands commission work, you know, sometimes it can be quite transactional, can't it? Like, here's the brief, you need to fulfil the brief by this time. With Wieden and Kennedy, we think these four people are great, select partner, off you go, deliver the work. But, you know, if you can bring together really strong partners to actually develop the project kind of in conjunction with one another, I think you probably would end up with a stronger end result.